gently rest upon. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. And we say, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus, rest, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus. Like the dew in the morning, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain, Jesus, rain. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart.
Hallelujah.
As a deer panted for the water and my soul, darling, you, oh God, are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you're my father, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy given, and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. Hallelujah. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Even me, Lord, even me, even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops, let some drops, let some drops now fall on me. Even me, Lord, even me, hallelujah, even me, Lord, even me. Let some drops, let some drops, let some drops now fall on me. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we give you all our praise as we worship you, oh God.
Hallelujah. Well, good morning, TMC family. I greet you with in the name of Jesus this morning. We are thankful for God waking us up this morning, and we're thankful for our psalmist, Tiffany, who gave us a wonderful songs that just brought us right in the throne room of God. And let's pray. Dear God, today we put on the full armor to guard our lives against any attack. We put on the belt of truth to protect against lies and deception. We put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our hearts from the temptations we battle. We put on the gospel of peace on our feet, and we are so ready to take your light wherever you send us this day, oh God. We choose to walk in the peace and the freedom of your spirit and not to be overcome with fear and anxious thoughts. We thank you. We thank you for your shield of faith that would extinguish all the dots and the threats hurled our way by the enemy. We believe in your power to protect us and choose to trust in you. We put on the helmet of salvation, which covers our minds and our thoughts, and reminding us that we are children of the day, forgiven and set free and saved by the grace of Christ Jesus. We take up the sword of the Spirit of your very word, the one offensive weapon that is given to us for battle, which has the power to demolish the strongholds that are alive and stronger than any two-edged sword. We ask your help in remembering, helping us to remember to put on our full armor each and every day, and to give us all we need to stand firm in this world. Forgive us, oh God, for the times that we haven't been prepared and we've been too busy to do what we need to do. We ask that you continue this day as we thank you, and we ask that you will watch over our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon. We thank you for our psalmist that has just set the tone this morning, and we ask that you would be with our speaker Amen. Today as she gives us a word that would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful morning. Thank you, Minister Rosen, for that, getting us this morning, with that, starting us off with the spiritual weapon and that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Hallelujah. Thank you. My rest upon you. Praise God this morning. I thank you so much for that. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be on this call this morning. Let me share a little bit about you this morning for this blessed call. On October 2010, two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Butterfield, started this journey. Hallelujah. Started this journey here on the Master's Call. Well, we started with a scripture, Psalms 88:13. But do you have cried out, O Lord? Oh, Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement to enrich, to enhance believers as they begin their day. Well, we have a website that you can visit 24/7. All the messages has been archived on this site, as well as our bio of our speakers. The things for this year, 2020, will be the supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, and the evidence is great works must be released. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Roslyn, as a host, as yours truly, or share a word from the Lord, you can may even have a prayer request or praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themastercall.net, info@themastercall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Webson or our president, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, we have a treat that you can stay on and give your prayer request live. Well, we have a phenomenal company. It's called Artists International. Right now, we established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artists Life, great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy, and you can also share with everyone that you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call, held Monday through Fridays. After this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful Artist Life product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Okay, we do also have a bypass number. If you need it, it's free because we have. If you have a service of T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, you'll be charged. So we are so grateful to have this. And the number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. You call that first. Today is Wednesday, it's Awareness Wednesday. So my true success coach, Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan, will be sharing information with you. So I will share with you guys, there is a, we must ask everyone to visit a back office twice a day. Unless they have a new situation going on here right now. We have 30 years of Sanula V in the bottle. So I ordered up 12. So everyone should place their order. I was just on the call on Saturday. We only have 5,000, so everybody should get one, get three of them. Let me introduce you to our speaker. I do not want you to hold back long because she is a person that needs no introduction, but we have to share a little bit about it because we have some new individual people on the call, so they don't know about her. Well, let me just share a little about her. She's Minister Brenda Terrell. She's brought up in Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. After graduating as the honors roll student as getting an associate's degree in business, Minister Brenda Terrell and Freddie Terrell was married, and they moved to Texas where they became a member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor of Sherman Gray, Jr. Minister Brenda Terrell is a mother of five and three grandsons. Minister Brenda Terrell, this is her favorite word, God is faithful. That is so true. God is faithful. Minister Brenda is an artist distributor and was also, she's a prayer general of this call. And she is so, I tell you, she was my prayer partner, so I'm so delighted to be here. But let me just share something with you also. Minister Brenda and Freddie has been married 41 years. Oh, isn't that beautiful? 41 years. Minister Brenda also is the artist distributor, and she's just an outstanding person. I can't do it. Every time I call her, we talk a minute, so but she's always smiling, always giving me vital information. But without further ado, let me introduce you to some presenter of none other than my friend, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Honorable Minister,
yes, yes.
Cynthia Cox. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you. I tell you, listen, the check is in the mail, sister. Glory to God. Thank you so much for that cordial introduction. I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for hosting. And Minister Rosalind, I tell you, sister, I was ready to pass the mic on to you and let you take this message today because you're ready, anointed with that spiritual warfare. God is doing a thing in this place, in this time, and in this season. And I certainly can't go on without saying Minister Tiffany messed me up this morning. She brought me there. Yes, she did. Like the dew in the morning, I tell you. It's been a long time since I heard that song, and it really touched my heart. And then she went on to say, as the deer panteth after the water, so my soul longeth after thee, O God. Lord Jesus. And then she had the nerve to come on and say, even me. And that did it. That just did it, because it's definitely one of my favorites. I'm trying to get it together, you guys, because the waterworks have been working over here. Thank you so much, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for all that you do in allowing me to share on this platform. Good morning, my TMC family and friends. Let's pray for a minute. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be here in this place, in this time, in this season. Thank you, Lord, that you're using this vessel for your glory. Take my heart and my hands. Take my mouth. Use it for your glory. I give your name praise. I give your name glory in all that you're doing. In Jesus' name. Listen, family, I normally don't do this, but Monday I had the opportunity to speak on the morning motivational call, and I tried to run through it as fast as I could because of the sake of time, and then after it was over, I got a few texts telling me, we need this on the TMC, we need this on the TMC, and I said, oh, God, I usually don't do this, but the Lord is allowing me to do so. So I'm going to share with you what are we thinking. And it's so befitting because when Minister Roslyn said spiritual warfare, this is a vital part of spiritual warfare, is the way we think. So I'm sure we can all agree that there's a true battle waged and raged for our minds and our hearts, and we need to guard ourselves in this hour and in this time. You see, Proverbs 23:7 states, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The question stands, what is it that we spend the majority of our time thinking about or meditating on? It's so vital to know this, because biblical meditation is thinking upon the things of God, the things that are mentioned in the book of Philippians, and you can go there where it says chapter 4, verse 8, where it says, we're to think on the things that are true, that are noble, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, and of good report. And then we can actually say that these thoughts are really possessing our personal energy and time. Can we really say that these are the type of thoughts that we're having on a daily basis? Are we thinking and worrying about the circumstances of life? What are we thinking on a daily basis? And a lot of times we find ourselves thinking about the bills, the job, our relationships, our even COVID for that matter. You know, the things that are brought on the news and what have you. Do we allow these things to saturate our minds? See, in this season, God wants us to acknowledge our thought patterns. I'm sure we all realize that oppositions are at an all-time high, and we should recognize the power of our thoughts. We are in spiritual warfare, without a doubt. Whether we want to admit it or not, the spiritual warfare is real, and the battle is for our minds. The enemy's number one target is in the arena of our thoughts, simply because the enemy plants a negative discouraging thought in our brains, and it doesn't mean that we have to nurture that and help it grow. If we do, that thought will affect our emotions, our attitudes, and eventually our actions. That's a Selah moment. Because put ourselves in an environment of our thought patterns, it affects us in so many different ways. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Now, as we meditate on this, what characteristics do we find having the mind of Christ? So let's name a few, if we will. The first thing is love, loving, having a loving attitude. Christ Jesus, he loved everybody, you know, with the perfect love. No matter what they did to him, no matter how they treated him, He loved them just the same. And we can show love to others each day through small and simple acts of kindness as the Spirit of God directs us. We can show love to those that may not be so nice to us. Mm-hmm, we can. But it's a part of our thought pattern. We got to get in the Word. The second thing I want to bring out is obedience. Our Savior was obedient to his Father, and he always, always had that desire to please the Father. And even to the point where he ended up on the cross, it was to please the Father and to save us. Now, our thought pattern, we don't have to go to the cross. Hallelujah. Jesus already did that. But yet, we can be obedient. We can have a hunger desire. Lord, all I want to do is please you. And now with us, our obedience to God reveals our thoughts are not our own. Then thirdly, wisdom. Luke 2:52 mentioned that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Our desire to operate in wisdom derives from our reading and meditating on his word. And rely on the Holy Spirit. It really cannot be done without doing this. We have to be in God's word. We have to meditate on his word. We have to allow that to saturate in our hearts and our minds. And then the Holy Spirit will lead us into the truth and remind us of what we read. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed, which is fashioned according to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It goes without saying, renewing the mind is an ongoing process. Every day is so important to read affirmations and declarations over our lives, over our children's lives, over our communities, over our cities and states. We can do this because God has given us the authority to do so. Yet the enemy wants us to think otherwise. He wants us to think that it's foolishness and have us believe we are powerless. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. We must be reminded that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Oh, that's a Selah moment. Living in this world, we notice the effects of evil forces tampering with the minds of many, with selfishness and hatred and anger and bitterness, just to name a few. But with the realization that we are in the world but not of this world, we must shift the atmosphere, knowing that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God has made us who have accepted Jesus as Lord, as we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He even told us in 1 John 4:4, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Now, what does that tell you? We have to get our minds into that perspective to say, whatever you come against us with, enemy, it's not happening. Not here, not now. So what are we thinking? When a friend or loved one has been diagnosed with COVID-19, do we say, oh, well, I hope he or she comes out of it? No. God told us whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Let's take this authority that God has given us and come together, touching and agreeing and believing that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. This is the time to say he has given me the authority to speak against this disease, to speak against any ailments that come against me or my family. What are we thinking when the job has given the pink slip saying you're no longer employed? This is when we must believe that God has something better for me. And guess what? If we're not there yet, then get somebody. Get someone who knows how to pray, who can get a prayer through, and believe and touch with them that greater is in store for you. What are we thinking when the doctor has diagnosed particular illness over our loved ones, as I said before? We can reverse that diagnosis with the Word of God. And, of course, we have some awesome products that we could share with them, Artist Life products, okay? These thought patterns and our faith become more powerful as the atmosphere shifts to the glory of God, our Father. Did you hear what I say? I say these thought patterns that we have and the faith that we trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ become more powerful as the atmosphere shifts to the glory of God, our Father. Remember, it's a process. Our minds are being renewed daily. Isaiah 55:8-9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord." Then God went on to emphasize in verse 9, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Why did God emphasize on this matter? He knew. He knew that our minds needed to be renewed. As we take on the responsibility of our thought patterns with the Word of God, our unforeseen circumstances won't frustrate us like they did before. So we have Galatians 5:1 that encourage us to stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. That's having the mind of Christ. So I ask again, what are we thinking? Colossians 3:1-2 tells us, set your minds on things that are above, not on the things on this earth. In this, our manner of thinking elevates as we grow spiritually. So when our schedules are shifted, we roll with the punches and eliminate panic attacks. When we're provoked, we bless them with sincerity, knowing that their ways only are hurting themselves. As we really acknowledge God by asking for his direction daily, the agenda runs smoothly, even with some unexpected bonuses. Proverbs 16:3 puts it like this, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Whoa, commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Can I read the TPT version? It says, before you do anything, put your trust totally in God and not in yourself. Then every plan you make will succeed. Wow. Don't get me wrong. It won't always be peaches and cream. It won't always be hunky-dory. It won't all be smooth sailing. However, knowing that we have the assurance that all is well simply because Jesus stated in John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Meditating on this word should reassure us through everything we encounter. It is well. It is truly well. Then our thoughts would be, thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to go through this. Thank you that you're growing me. Thank you that you have empowered me. Thank you, Lord, that you're using this for my good and for your glory. What are we thinking? See, we're going through this time of prayer and fasting. So our thought patterns are getting to a clearer situation in the spiritual realm. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, we are. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are no longer conformed to this world, but we are truly transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are royal priesthood, a chosen nation, a holy nation, and a chosen generation. Yes, 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 we are. We will think on these things that are true. We'll think on these things that are honest, that are just, that are pure, lovely, and of good report. We will forever think on these things. Yes, it becomes healthy thinking. And healthy thinking creates healthy minds. This is how God thinks. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and I an expected end. Oh, glory to God. Thoughts of peace. You see, the thoughts that we have will put us in perfect peace. Why? Because our minds are stayed on him. Let me read Philippians 4 again, and it's 5-9. But this time, I want to read it to you from the message. And it says it like this. Summing it all up, friends, I say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse, but put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Oh, yes. What are we thinking? It's a peace that surpasses all understanding when we put our minds in the minds of Jesus Christ. Love you all. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Brenda. Hallelujah. What are we thinking? Hallelujah for the profound word this morning. So shortly after this, you will come back and close us out of benediction, please, for a few announcements. Let us pray and pray over our prayer request. Dear Father in heaven, it's a new day, a new opportunity for us to love and work in the world. Lord, we thank you for Minister Brenda Terrell for that shared that awesome message. What are we thinking? What are we thinking to? What we are thinking, God? Hallelujah. If I just have a loving attitude, hallelujah, I can make it. Our Father loves us. We must fill it up. Fill it up with blessing after blessing this morning, Lord. Praise the God. This message touched my heart this morning. Hallelujah. God, give me the strength to go on. Father, we pray for two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherford, for connecting us on this message call Monday through Friday. Thank you for every prayer warrior, artist, distributor, and guest that joined us here and thought it was not Robert to be with us today. We give thanks to Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, Mother Mans this morning. Give them health and strength to go on. Pray for every sick and shut in. Lord, visit the hospital, the nursing home, Lord, this morning. They need you. Touch anyone that has COVID-19, Lord. Give them the strength to go on, to move forward, to think with a new attitude. Lord, life is going to move on. We pray for every frontline worker today, Lord. Pray for every frontline worker and their families. Touch them in a special way. Let us comfort every bereaving family in a special way. You need you. They need you this morning, Lord. They need you like you never need you, Father. Father, we know it is your will for us to understand your words and your with us. Give us the Holy Spirit to guide us. Help us to take advantage of this great blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, let me just say this message you are going to have to hear because I am going to listen to it again. So let's just say this playback number is, this powerful message, the number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677#. So now we're going to go over to our new motivation call, and our special guest will be Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan. We'll be presenting this morning. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN number, 294-617#. 294-617#. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, for greeting us this morning. And everyone open us in this prayer that spiritual warfare is real and live. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in this morning. We so appreciate you and everything you do. Thank you again, Ms. Ross, again for Minister Brenda for this awesome, powerful message this morning. Will you close us out in benediction, please?
Praise God. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia. And we just want to let you know on Awareness Wednesday, they will be speaking on stress management. So So that is definitely a part of our thinking, stress management. God bless you. And I want to say happy, happy birthday to Diana. I heard her say today was her birthday, and we want to shout out to Mr. Mark Lee. Happy birthday to you as well, sir. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. Lord, you definitely have been our dwelling place, and we thank you, Lord, that at like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon our hearts this morning, because we long to worship you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, yes, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Have a glorious day. God bless you.